It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Clay Masters. Today, Iowa Republicans and Democrats will hold caucuses across the state. It's not a presidential year, but there's still plenty of drama with the Iowa caucuses this year. With me this morning is someone who's no stranger to the subject, Des Moines Register political columnist Kathy Obradovich. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Clay.
So how does this year differ from a presidential year?
Well, this kind of caucus in what we call an off year, which means we don't have a presidential election, is very much a little sister to the presidential caucuses. We do not have the national media. Wolf Blitzer is not coming to cover these this year. The main function of this happens at presidential caucuses. But what these caucuses are all about is party building. People go to get involved in the party, to start building the platform, to get elected so that they can represent the party at conventions that are coming up later in the year. So these functions all happen at presidential caucuses, but nobody pays any attention to them because they're all overshadowed by the presidential straw poll on the Republican side or the presidential preference process on the Democratic side.
So what should those who turn out today expect from their caucuses?
Okay, well, if you go out, you will be greeted at your precinct. You will probably have some introductory speeches by the people who are running the precinct caucus. I don't know exactly the order, but you may get into a platform discussion when people will be able to offer their ideas for the platform, which is basically the sort of the statement of beliefs for the political party, whether Republican or Democrat. And then people will be elected to go to their county conventions. They'll be elected as delegates. Now, these people are going to prove to be very important, more so than in a typical off year. On the Republican side, people elected to county conventions can then be elected to go on to the district conventions. And at the district convention is where, for example, if no one is nominated outright in June for Congress, the district convention might be called to choose that candidate. So people at the district conventions are important. Same thing, people may go on then to the state convention. People may end up being the ones to nominate our next U.S. senator, for example. So those folks are going to have a lot of responsibility, and more so than they would in a typical year.
Now, there's been some fighting among Iowa's Republican Party recently, especially around the GOP chairman, A.J. Spiker, who represents this liberty movement faction of the party that backed Ron Paul's presidential campaign. Now, he clashes with other more old-school Republicans like Governor Terry Branstad. What's at stake tonight for the Republicans?
Okay, so one of the things that we're seeing in this this year is that Governor Branstad is trying to organize his supporters to go and really perhaps counteract some of the influence from people who were not traditional Republicans who came into the party really kind of on the coattails of Ron Paul, you said the Liberty Movement, and a lot of these people were interested in his candidacy, and they became very active. They flooded the caucuses in 2012, and they stayed to be elected and do all of these nitty-gritty party things that we're going to be doing on Tuesday night, tonight. And so what happens now is mainstream Republicans, like you said, want to get their people out and active and take some of these positions back that might have been held by people who came in 2012. And so what is at stake with that? Well, eventually, the state convention is going to elect the new state central committee. Those are the people who will choose the next party chair. So the sort of the administration of the Republican Party is eventually at stake starting in these caucuses. The other thing is that what happens at state convention is that the governor and lieutenant governor are formally nominated. Now, presumably, Terry Branstad is going to be the Republican Party nominee, as he was in 2010. And his running mate is Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds. But in 2010, people at the convention said, well, we may not want Kim Reynolds as our lieutenant governor. And they actually put up a challenge to her, Bob Vanderplaats, who got 40% of the vote.
Of the family leader.
Yes, yes, of the family leader and who had run for governor twice before. So there's reason to think that Kim Reynolds may face another challenge at the party convention, state party convention again. Governor Branson wants to hedge his bets and have more of his supporters in that room and in a position to vote should that happen.
So certainly Democrats were also bringing a lot of attention to the caucuses tonight. Is there as much drama for them at stake?
There's not as much discord and disharmony right now in the Democratic Party. But what they do have is another situation in the first district. This is Bruce Braley's turf. And because he's running for Congress, he's leaving his congressional seat open. There is a half a dozen Democrats running for that seat. If no one in the June primary gets 35% of the vote, that nomination will be chosen by the district convention. And again, the people who are going to vote on that are the people who are going to start going through the process of being elected through the caucuses.
Okay, Kathy, thank you.
Thank you.